Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody back to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, the soul in sports. And please excuse me if you will, so to speak. Excuse me today as I am in a remodeling in the Knox household. So I am on a moving case by case situation, but I'm here for you today to get out all we have to get out with our words with illustration. Listen, people. So much going on in sports today. This week, we have not been here. But first, the particulars. Number to call in, 347-637-3859. You know where to find us at, wherever social media is, because that's where you are, so that's where we are. At Mike Knox, indeed, that's my name with three X's because, well, fellas, I keep telling you this now. It's been like 8 years. You should already know. And follow the station, giving you the identification at 1340 a.m., Fox Sports, and also to show you're tuned in to live, the longest-running show on Fox Sports Network, 96.9 FM, on a day-to-day basis at Soul, S-O-U-L, capital letter N, sports. And people, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and tell me it ain't so, J. Chris. What world do we live in that all of a sudden a coach can't go out and get a couple of escorts without the world going mad? You can vote Donald Trump as president, but my coach can't get me some tail. No, I'm just joking. He shouldn't be doing that. But we know they've been doing that for years. God, come on. What's wrong with you? Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, see, do you like that? He is the highest paid quarterback in football because he took two franchise tags. Kirk Cousins, how do you feel about the Magic Man? Now you see me. Now you don't. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, it got to be really bad in Cleveland for them to go get Mr. One Derrick Rose. If that happens, is Kyrie going to be happy? Will he stay happy? UFC this weekend, boxing this weekend, Mayweather, them all kind of stuff. 49-1 was a trademark made by Floyd Money Mayweather. Please don't tell me the fix is already in. Or is that just Floyd being the billionaire that he's going to continue to become? Forget Jay-Z. Forget Puffy. You can hate Floyd all you want to, but he's a billionaire, okay? Come on, man. Just come on, man. And I say that in respect for the man who does it best. Welcome to the program live from the city of brotherly love. My brother, I'm not sure if he's yours, but he's mine. What's up, J. Chris?
Come on, man. Listen, You want to know if Kyrie would be happy with that? First of all, let me put you on to some breaking news. Kyrie is asking for a trade. Kyrie is asking for a trade. Just came out within the hour. Okay, Kyrie is looking to be traded. He doesn't want to play beside LeBron anymore. He wants to be traded to a team where he will be the focal point. Okay, according to Brian Windhorst.
Who's that going to be, Chicago?
I don't know who it'll be, but he wants to.
You can be a focal point in the Bulls uniform. I'll be happy.
If I was Cleveland, right? You know you're going to lose, probably going to lose LeBron. I'm trading LeBron, seeing what I can get for him, and I'm keeping Kyrie because Kyrie's going to be around
a
lot longer
contract
than LeBron will be.
I think
well,
LeBron
he only has,
is
he
one
also,
of three players.
He has 1 year left.
Okay, right? But he has
left
a no
Kyrie
trade.
Kyrie has two,
but he has a no trade. I'm saying, but LeBron has a no trade clause. So LeBron
just can't go
to any old ship in the dip.
We got to talk to LeBron about that. A lot of people have had no trade clauses and still get traded. We got to talk to him about that. But what's going on, man? Quite a week, man, outside of sports and in sports, man. Quite a week going on, man. What's going on, my man?
I'm just happy to be alive, to be first and honest and foremost. But the wrestling world has just gone crazy. You know, Kurt Angle has a 28-year-old black baby. As Jason Jordan came out as the big secret Kurt Angle has been going on TV for a couple months. So the wrestling world is like always has got their thongs up their arses. You know what I mean? Because, you know, wrestlers do wear thongs. I mean, I watch them. But I don't think there's a single wrestler I know that probably doesn't wear a thong unless they wear shorts. If they wear tights, if your favorite wrestler wears tights, that man wears a thong. So, with that being said, So I really don't know. Other than that, that's just the wrestling world, man. It's the wrestling world. King Vaughn Jr. says Kyrie's out of there, and Kurt Angle needs to be invited to the cookout. You know what I mean? Because Kurt Angle, you know, he likes his coffee dark. And now Jason Jordan's his baby boy. I mean, it's just so much going on right now in the world of professional sports. I see you out there in the gym early with the kids getting ready for baseball. So I like your preparation for the new up-and-coming season. But let's talk about the NFL. Let's talk about the team that we cover. We cover two teams now here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9. We cover the Washington Redskins, and we are the number one leading DMV coverage of all things DMV sports. And we also cover now Carolina Panthers. Okay, so we are in both cities. Well, we're nationwide. Cause what's going on, Mike, Grandbody P? Going on out there in the UK, you know, we're international. So, but I mean, could Ezekiel Elliott's suspension actually be a good thing for the Cowboys and Zeke? Is this contract thing going to loom all season? As we know, things like this will happen with Mr. One Kirk Cousins. And we got Jason Pierre-Paul coming out saying that if we all can be on the same page, we, the New York Football Giants, will be undefeated. Jay Chris, pick your poison.
Pick a, you want me to talk about the Cowboys or the Giants?
Was that a whoopee cushion?
Really?
Did you just stay on a whoopee cushion live on radio?
I pretty much did. You want me to pick my poison between the Cowboys and the Giants? Really? Man, look. Jason Pierre-Paul saying that they will be undefeated is ridiculous. All right? They may be really good. Ridiculous? I mean, undefeated? Ridiculous. Come on, man. They're not that doggone good. They're pretty good. They're not that doggone good. They got a quarterback with maybe a couple more years left. Come on, man. You don't even have a whole hand. Andy, what was the other one?
Should Ezekiel Elliott, if he was to be suspended, would that be a good thing for him and the team?
No. No. It wouldn't be a good thing for the team, and that's what – look, it's like
this whole thing
just going
out of proportion.
Six in one hand, half in a dozen. Well, here's the thing.
Well,
I mean, would it be a good thing? No, because then you lose that production, but then you also coming back, let's say he's suspended four games. So that's four games less of wear and tear. You're stronger at the end of the season, you know, than you
Thank
would be
you.
If you played all 16 games.
Thank you.
So,
Come
I mean,
on.
You
bring
know,
it in. I'm fishing.
I'm fishing here.
Come on.
You have one or the other. Now, at the same time, we don't have that production with the first four games. You're going to have, you know, of course, you know, Cowboys are still solid, but you have a sophomore quarterback. Okay, a quarterback in the sophomore season who is accustomed to having that option of handing that ball off when necessary to get and that opens up things downfield for the Cowboys for their receivers. You know, you know, I don't like the situation.
Jay, Chris.
If he's suspended, I don't like that situation with a sophomore quarterback. I just don't.
I think so much is going out of proportion with the Ezekiel Elliott thing, being that they do have two capable running backs behind him. You know,
yes.
One being a former in this division. No, they're so confident in that offensive line, the Cowboys should just chill. They should just completely come together and play a version of guys, Teddy Riley's own, Crazy Legs, and the baldy guy that people say R. Kelly stole himself from, and say, you know, let's chill. Chill out. The Cowboys will be just fine. They don't. Ezekiel Elliott is the one who needs to get his ish together since day one ish stuff. Okay, shout out to the Usos and their father who wore the thong, Uncle Rikishi. Much respect to. Okay, come on. This is so good for nothing else. And like you just pointed out, if he doesn't play for a couple of games, the only thing that's really going to be affected by anything is fantasy football numbers. That's all. Because the boy is good, but the boy is getting himself together, pulling down chicks' stuff, you know, a couple weeks back at the St. Patrick's Day parade, you know, bar fights, still have the legend stuff with the win. You could say that story was completely made up on the Cowboys side of things, but we don't know completely how much of that was and has it gone on before, and we're looking at his behavior now. He needs to slow down because Dallas has a reputation at having players go all out in Dallas. It's football in Dallas. It's like God and then football, and he's a Cowboy. He needs to stay away from everything like his veterans are saying. And since we're going there, and I'm going to go there because the big thing done this week, I'm completely embarrassed for every African-American reporter and football fan that ridiculed one Michael Vick this past week and taking his comments completely to the right, to the left, to the south, and to the north, out of context. Moving on from that, welcome to the program, Wally, who's right in time. Is you like that Rich's quarterback in football, Wally?
No, not at all. But, you know, a lot of fans, what's amazing, a lot of fans in the DMV, you know, they act like, you know, Kirk Cousins. You know, he deserves to be signed. I'm going to say this. I'm going to start it off. I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying he doesn't deserve to
be
signed.
You've been saying that.
I mean,
He should be signed.
He should be signed. You know what I mean? He deserves to be signed. But at the same time, like, don't act like Joe Montana, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning,
Tom Brady, walking through the door.
Rodgers. Like, then don't act like they're leaving D.C. Or Eli, don't act like they're leaving Redskins Park. Like, if Kirk Cousins leaves, then you can find another quarterback eventually. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're losing one of all-time greats. And I guess that's my issue. You know, obviously people in this area, they're fixated on, like, finally having a quarterback to play, you know, a quarterback who can put up stats and whatnot. But don't let that be the end-all, be-all in terms of your overall goal. The overall goal is to win a championship. That's what it is in sports. It's about competition.
Can Kirk Cousins bring them a championship?
I feel like you got to do a lot.
Because I don't think the Redskins feel that they can.
They don't. But I feel like they have to build. They have to build enough around him. It's not like you're asking Aaron Rodgers. Like Aaron Rodgers, you give him a little bit, and you're confident enough to say, you know what, Aaron Rodgers can get me to the mountaintop. Kirk Cousins, everything has to be perfect for him. Like they have to build a defense. You can't say that Kirk Cousins can carry an offense with a bad defense. They have to build a defense. They have to have good wide receivers. So he can win if they build around him. I agree with.
Building around him is what every quarterback wants. You want to have receivers. You want to have tight end. They got Jordan Reed, who we know what he can do. Next to probably Gronk and probably better because he's – you know, I won't go that much. It's because when he's healthy, I just think he produces on a different level than Gronk. Both have size, hands, and speed, which is, you know, hard to guard by any linebacker or safety in the NFL. But – you have them, they're trusting in the young guy. They let Deshaun Jackson go. They let Pierre Garçon go. So the young receivers on this team have to step up. Do you think Kurt is out of pocket by not just, you know, by even having this thing low because the whole thing, he wants to be treated. He wants to be loved. He wants to be hugged. In the NFL and with the fan base, the money should hug you enough.
No, I think that, I mean, to me, he wants the money. It's not, but he wants the money. I don't even play-ins, all that other stuff. It's like he wants to be the high.
But
he
doesn't? But
paid.
Doesn't he already? But doesn't he? Excuse me, Bob. But doesn't he already have the money with this with these two contracts right now?
Well, he wants more. I mean, just call for what it is. He wants more, and he's getting a year-to-year deal, and he has an opportunity. It's about leverage. He has the opportunity to make more. Like he gets, they can. Like they wanted to. They can put another franchise on next year, or they. Oh no, they can get the tender. They give him the tender. He makes them. I think the tender is about $28 million. So he's in terms of making guaranteed money from a year, you know, situation. He's doing what NBA players are doing right now in terms of getting their money, right? He's getting guaranteed money. So, like, yeah, in terms of a financial side and business-wise, he's doing what he wants. He's doing what it takes to make money. I'm not knocking that. I never knock a man's hustle. But I
Absolutely.
Guess my argument with the Kirk Cousins situation is I don't like to hear, like, I want to wait and see what this organization is going to do for me. Because the thing about it, like, you're getting guaranteed money from year to year, right? So, one, they're blessing you. That's what they're doing. They're blessing you. Secondly, offensively, they've ignored the defensive side of football to make sure
for so long.
To make sure the offense is situated.
Okay.
So they have looked
for
out.
Years.
They have looked out for you. They've looked out for you. They made it easy. Like they lost to Deshaun Jackson. That was a big loss. But they got Terrell Pryor, who looks like, from all accounts, looks like he's going to come up. And then they drafted a wide receiver last year when they didn't have to. They could have addressed the defense last year. So in all honesty, they've done enough for you to say, you know what, we're going to make your life easier. To a point that he's gotten gaudy passing stats because, again, everything's tailored for him. So I don't like that part of it because I've never heard, again, somebody like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady say, you know what, I want to see what you all are going to do for me. Knowing that for Peyton Manning, they did what it took for him to be successful already. So you never had to say it, you know what I mean? So I guess
that's the only thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Let me just put a sprinkle in there. And, Jay, Chris, you can answer this one. And all the things that Wally's really pointing out, like we've done this for you. I don't like the fact that, you know, you're saying, you know, show me something. Show me the money, so to speak, with the offense, when the offense has done that in Washington. Is this something to be said about the fact that he's even saying he wants to play with a winner? Do you buy that? Because I don't buy that. I just buy, honestly, from being around the organization, from being here, hearing stories here and there from the people here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. And now and I just see this guy not wanting to be in Washington. Is that the vibe from it at all?
If I can just take the first leg on this. I don't think he doesn't want to be in Washington. I don't get the vibe from that, from the outside looking in. I don't get the vibe from that. But what I do, the vibe I get from it is he thinks that he can prove himself and at the same time is looking to get paid for it. And you know, he's playing the business. He's playing the business side. He's playing his part until he can make that money. He's putting them in a situation where soon they're going to have to make some type of decision on him, whether or not they're going to pay him or they're going to let him go. And, you know, that's coming up within the next couple of years. They're going to have to make a decision on what they're going to do with him. And you know, at the same time, he's making some money. Of course, he wants some stability. Who doesn't? But, you know, as him, I guess him being young, I don't know what his living situation is. He's been able to accept these franchise tags, be willing to accept these franchise tags and be able to play on these franchise tags, stay healthy, thank goodness for him. And be able to produce now.
Guarantee money, aren't they guaranteed? I believe they're guaranteed.
That
franchise
guaranteed.
So if he gets hurt in preseason, he still gets that money. His family
for that year
is set for generations. That's what he got paid for the year, regardless what he does from this moment on. Stop crying, buckle up your chin strap. And get out there. I'm sorry, Jay, Chris. I get what you're saying. You don't think that's the case. This guy doesn't want to be in D.C. from all my accounts, and I'm gonna go with that and let Wally end it right there. Wally, you've been around the team as well.
I think, real quick, Mike, before you finish that. If he didn't want to be in D.C., I don't think he would accept the franchise tag. He would say, either sign me to a contract or I'm gone.
Because if he didn't want to be in D.C., he would think he could be somewhere else. Only a fool would turn down $27 million.
But if you can get a contract you want somewhere else, you'll take it.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. Only a fool would turn that down. But if you can get that longevity, if you can get a long-term contract, you're taking that.
Long-term contracts in the NFL means nothing.
It means nothing, for a quarterback, it means some stability. For a starting quarterback, it means some stability. Now, I can see if he was a backup. He's a backer. You don't know what's going to happen from 1 year to the next. Starting quarterback, he thinks he can start somewhere else. I don't know where, but I think he's a starting quarterback in his league. I believe that he could get that long-term contract. If he thought he could get it somewhere else, I don't think he would accept a franchise tag.
Okay. I beg the difference. Sorry, that was a bad invitation. Go ahead. Why?
But the only thing is that the problem is the Redskins set the market for Kirk Cousins in terms of playing for the Washington Redskins. So when you get franchised, you know what I mean? When you get franchised a certain amount, like he's making 28 this year? Was he made 28 this year or 20? No, he probably made 25. 28. 25, 24, 25. He made 28 this year?
25 the first year. This one's 27. This one's 27.
27. All right, he made 27. Unfortunately, this is the issue is that he may not be. Yeah, he can't make less. The Redskins know he's not worth 27 a year, but he can't make less. And unfortunately, his market's already set. So now it's like, all right, you set my market. Like, I'm not going lower. I got to go higher. So it is money. It really is money. But to me, at the same time, I do think there's a level of, you know what, I don't want to be here because of all the reports have always come out and saying he doesn't want to be here. Yeah,
right.
But the whole thing about it, if you get, but it has lessened more than it did like in the beginning. I think he has come to a point where he can see himself being a Redskin. But it has to be with the money. The money has to be right. You know what I mean? You can't lowball him. You can't give him a fair deal. It's got to be a real good deal, like for him to stay in D.C. In my opinion. But hearing him talk of late, it's more like he's happy to do the year-to-year thing because, again, he's going to get paid off of it. Like, he's hustling.
Yeah.
He's found a system he's going for.
Yes.
And you can't knock it.
Mm-hmm. You just said all that in one sentence and didn't get a guy his props. You said he's a hustler. Then you said he can't knock it.
I think it was props. Yep. I thought that was pieces. I think calling him
not
somebody
him.
Hustling is a good thing.
The words that can't knock the hustle, you get
it? Oh, you talking about dude? I like Blueprint One.
I like the first Blueprint. You don't like none of the other Jay-Z albums, really? But I don't go there right now.
You talking to the diabolical hater, Mike. Come on, man.
I needed my Cubs to wear down by one game to beat St. Louis, and these suckers getting smashed at home 11-3 right now. So with that in mind, before we
make you feel good about that, y'all whooped up on Orioles.
We did. But I wanted to win 7 in a row. I didn't want to stop at 6 in a row. I wanted to stop at 7 in a row. And beating you guys like that before, I'd have felt kind of bad, not towards you, but because of that other line of string I had to that team. I was really excited that we did that to that, to that team. No offense towards you, sucker MCs know who they are. But I gotta say this, and I said it when you joined the program. I'm gonna get you guys' take on this. And if you fall into that category, this is not a Ricky Bobby, with all due respect. This is a really, with all due respect, I think that I got into radio. Today before I'm the game with the sports version, for those who are fans of the movie Spaceball, Mel Brooks. I got into this business because I felt that radio outlets and radio personalities were getting paid millions of dollars to get told what to say and how to say it. Going to things that we're talking about in the show, including how everyone ripped OJ for that parole thing on television. I think people are too judgmental. And by saying that, I am offended as a black journalist, as somebody who respects a lot of these other black journalists in this business, one including Cherry Champion, who has the audacity to be disrespected and upset. And Marlon Wayans, who is a foot out the door from being in the closet, to come out and say something against Michael Vick by him merely saying the words. His image, when you look at Colin Kaepernick, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, he has an image that you see him and it's anonymous with that afro in the nil. So he mentioned that. That's not going to make people forget. You should know that man's smarter than know that he's not saying, oh, if you couldn't tell, you're going to forget everything he did. No, that's not what he was saying. And the fact that you guys would come on national radio, television, and Twitter, and everywhere else, and rip Michael Vick for something that was taken completely. I didn't personally know anything was taken completely out of context. I understood everything he said, like watching the Floyd Mayweather fight. You should know what's going to happen before you pay your dollars. Jay Chris told you that last week on to buy or not to buy. That's still the question for some of you. I was completely upset by the comments that was made upon by Michael Vick and the way the outrage, not the comments Michael Vick made, but the outrage that that media, and most importantly, black media, gave that man. Jay Chris, your thoughts on this whole Michael Vick, Colin Kaepernick, even being called, you know, I was appalled by all of it.
Quite honestly, I do feel like it was blown out of proportion, like quite a few things this week. I think it was blown out of proportion. He spoke his mind, and people got to understand where I feel Mike Vick is probably coming from with those comments. When Mike Vick came out of prison, he had a mentor in Tony Dungy. And Tony Dungy probably passed that line of advice to him. Cut your hair, make yourself presentable.
Blend
I guess
in
a sense.
Yeah.
You gotta play the game, so to speak. And I think that's where Michael Vick was coming from with that. Now, do I agree with what Michael Vick said? No, I don't agree with it. But, you know, I don't think that all the backlash he got from it was warranted. I don't think it was. I think Colin Kaepernick, if I don't think his image is necessarily keeping him from getting a job. I think part of what he did last season with the kneeling, along with him being a backup quarterback that's just not as good as he was and really needs to prove that he can still play at that level, I think that's what's keeping him from getting a job, quite honestly. The mix of his play and his actions last year. His image, I don't think, has anything to do with it, personally. I really don't. Let's remember that the NFL fan base, the people that pay the money,
they're smart.
The advertisers,
they're smart.
They're smart. They're of a certain. They look for a certain image. They look for a certain culture, and I don't think the NFL is ready for that culture yet. I really don't. I don't think they're ready for that culture. Like the NBA has embraced it, like other sports haven't kind of embraced that culture. They're just not ready for that culture. They're not ready for that type of
fully gone over to the other side yet. I get what you're saying. Like other leagues
exactly.
have let that
exactly.
be the forefront, and even if the NFL, even with the NBA dialing back, and I gotta agree with you said, or assume that you're right with the comments of Tony Dungy probably mentoring Michael Vick in that saying. And I agree with what you also said. This is not me agreeing with what Michael Vick said. This is me saying what he said wasn't so horrendous. It wasn't so heinous. And I quite, being in IBM, understood where he was coming from in that. I'm sorry for those. I'm going to back it up. Intelligent black man, IBM, okay, to mimic those words. Wally, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Michael Vick was coming from the wrong place with it. I think he was trying to help out, but he was coming from the wrong place with it. He's looking at Colin Kaepernick like himself. And they're two different situations. And he was saying, like, I'm just coming out of jail, so I had to clean my image up. Colin Kaepernick didn't commit a crime before. So like, I don't think what Michael Vick did was a real crime. Well, that's a whole different discussion. But still, Colin Kaepernick was coming from a part of he took a stand. And for him to tell you, you got to get your hair cut, clean your image, it's a little different. So I didn't agree with that. Like, I didn't agree with it. But I do understand where Michael Vick was coming from. Because he's looking at, like, we were two dudes that everybody was talking about. We were about to be banned from the league. Nobody wants to sign us, this, that, and the other. So he looked at himself in a similar situation. They were totally different situations. So I just don't agree with that. And I get it, though. So I got it. You know what I mean? But I was like, yeah, you shouldn't have said that big. I get it. I knew he wasn't bashing Colin Kaepernick until a point where saying,
right.
Like, you know, this is like, it's a bad reason. He was trying to help, but he just did it. He just put himself in that situation, and there's two different situations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What Michael Vick did was, according to the law, a crime, right? And to me and other people, and like you were uttering, was, you know, a different sort of debate. It's not saying it was cool to do, but it's accepted in certain cultures, the same way duck hunting is and whatever else it is you do as far as big game hunting. But another thing, though, I thought was and great what you just said there was, and I again agree like I did with you and Jay Chris. I'm not saying I'm upset because of what I'm agreeing with what Michael Vick said, because one's an image. You need to stay proud and all that kind of thing. And I think I like what you said. He's on the line of lines. He put himself in his shoes. You know what I mean? And he was coming from, hey, look, yo, this is, you know, what helped me. And again, ask the question properly, not coached properly, all that, whatever you want to say. I just don't think, again, it came from a malice point. And I didn't like the way the media came at him for that. I thought at that point it should have been more of a arm out. You know what I mean? And that brings me to the biggest news that interrupted my damn General Hospital. Okay? Did not like it at all. I don't laugh at a lot of trendy things that happen today. Like Vaughn will tweet me stuff. My wife would tag me in things. And there are certain memes that are put together that everyone finds hilarious. I just don't. Ever. I don't know where this old age came with these kind of things. But the one thing is for sure is the OJ was on the cover of the New York Times, and it had him bang the bars back. And it said, get ready, world, I'm free. And I just thought that was like, as I laugh now, like that is just some ignorant stuff. Yesterday, OJ Simpson was granted parole, will be allowed to leave sometime beginning in October. We don't know when that is and what state will accept him. All that processing has to go through. We know, for those who, you know, here it is, you know, armed robbery, took some of his earned merchandise back. Now, I don't knock the fact he went and took his stuff. I actually admire him for taking his stuff. Just the gun part was kind of, you know, that's what got him in jail. Okay? I
repossession is 10 cents of the law.
You know, so I watched Snowfall, the FX series, and, you know, whatever you take is yours, you know? So. But he went to jail for that, for the guns and everything being in place. And because of that, now he had to ask for parole. We know this is – and I love the fact that I thought the parole hearing board did not throw in the fact and kept, held out the fact what most of America thinks that he was acquitted of was the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Steve Goldman. But
– Ronald Goldman.
Look at – Ronald Goldman. Thank you. Sorry for that. He's free. I've never seen this before, God. This was like major news to the world, and I'm thinking, oh, that's big. Do you have to interrupt my soap operas and cut? I mean, everywhere you went, it was live coverage of this on, like, it was the presidential election. Jay Chris, is OJ still that big of a deal to America? And have these TV shows, the 30 for 30, and the series I watched, okay, I didn't watch the 30 for 30, O.J. Made in America. I watched the other one that was on the FX series. Made him a martyr?
Made him a martyr. I wasn't going to laugh until he said that was funny.
That's for, how it feels. For, like, he took over the nation with Alpha Bronco just sitting in front. And all America said was, he shouldn't have said that. Oh, he don't even feel like he gives a damn. How could you give a damn after spending 9 years in jail for stealing your own stuff? I'm sorry, America.
Well, here's the
thoughts are said by Mike Herman and Mike Knox. Oh, doesn't belong anybody on this program. That's so that be known. These are my comments and my comments only. Go ahead, Jake.
Here's the thing. Let's go back to everything that you said. The 30 for 30, the series on FX, the series on A&E. Okay, you know, all these things kind of – O.J. was always relevant to the people that were around during the trial, okay? With all these things that happened in the last couple of years dealing with O.J., that reestablished his relevance. Now everybody's interested in what happens to this man now because they're not talking about that somebody that's dead, you know, and telling his story. They're talking about that somebody's alive, and we're still living – or he's still living with what is going on, okay? Now, OJ, and personally, like you say, you know, your opinion is your opinion, my opinion is my opinion. I've said it many times. I still don't think OJ did it, the murder. I don't. I don't. I stated publicly, I don't think he did it. I have my own theories on it. I'm not saying he doesn't know who did it. I'm just saying I don't think he did it. Anyway, that being said, he is considered probably the biggest named person to get away with murder. Okay, on TV,
okay.
And he's really responsible, not him personally responsible, but that situation is responsible for probably the culture we have today of reality TV, of court mm-hmm. cases. Probably social media is probably you can probably attach social media to what OJ because now you're getting news faster and things like that. So, you know, before the OJ case, you remember CNN was just a reported news. Now CNN is a bunch of opinionated shows that people still think are news. Is he still relevant today? Yes, to the people that he was relevant to during the trial, during the murder trial. Now, if you talk to the kids I coach, they know who OJ is. Say it again.
They cut off my General Hospital.
Now, look, the fact that the parole hearing was on TV shocked me because I was out on that and no idea. That's the first time I've ever seen that too—a parole hearing being on TV. But I'm not surprised that it was on TV. I just didn't know it was going to be on TV. I mean, it's OJ. Everything had those things not come out over the past 2 years, OJ may not be as big of a deal right now. Quite honestly,
the juice is loose. The juice.
He was. And speaking of memes, the funniest meme I've seen since him being granted parole was that there's going to be a OJ release party at R. Kelly's
yes.
house, hosted by Usher. I thought that was hilarious. I just did. I seen
one that had the OJ release party, and it was the hosts were Bill Cosby, Day Day, and Kevin Hart.
Oh Lord!
Now listen. People need to stop. And look, King Vaughn, the OJ release. Listen, this is just, it's going to be everywhere. Wally, the juice is loose. I care, but I didn't care enough for it. I mean, it literally interrupted everything. You could find it live on Facebook, Twitter, wherever social media is so but you could follow us as well as Stolen Sports. Cheap pop, but it's not because it's free. Everywhere the juice was at. Was that too much? Or, you know, as we're discussing here, these TV shows have made him a martyr. I think he has become a martyr.
First off, hey, Jay Chris, like my man Kane said on Power, that dude did that. He did that. I really didn't care. I mean, the only thing I like, to me, this is my opinion about OJ, and this is real. Like, OJ ain't claimed me. You know what I mean? He ain't claimed me. So I don't really care about OJ. You know what I mean? Like, he only claimed me till he got in trouble. Till he got in trouble,
okay.
He claimed me. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. Till he got in trouble, he started claiming me. So I don't care about OJ. But what I will say, though, just because of the justice system for what it is, like, I'm glad he's free because that was bull crap. Like, you can't get me because of something you thought I did or whatever. Like, and I was proven not guilty. So I just thought that was bull crap. So I'm glad he's innocent because today in today's legal system, when I don't see George Zimmerman when he got caught up with a traffic stop, getting like 2 years or whatever, or you know what I mean, in jail or whatever, getting any time in jail. So to me, I don't want to hear about OJ deserves this because you know they ain't catching
no
him for XYZ. Well, you didn't catch George Zimmerman. He's running free, and he's been in trouble with so many other times. So I don't want to hear it. So, my thing is about the justice system. So I'm glad that he's out. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm surprised this was on TV. But I agree with Jay Chris. I agree with you that OJ's popularity has grown because of what we've seen on the 30 for 30, or the mini series on FX. So yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is good. It's a good time for OJ. He can like kind of take advantage of the situation, and make money. He could be a hustler again. Make that money, bro.
A lot of people made money off of my jail.
Yeah,
I had, but he said I have no interest in capitalizing off. and I listen to ABC. I'm an ABC watcher. They ripped him all the way for that. Every step of the way, they were just like, he doesn't seem to be apologetic. He just really, I mean, that was...
Why should he,
the
though?
One thing said, well, he said this, he said, well, that didn't seem to come across correct. Do you think that he was a victim of bad coaching? You got to say, well, maybe he couldn't be coached at all. Like, really? Like, what are you doing here? This is again, why I got in radio. Do your job and report the facts. And then say your opinion. But that's the way we live in. OJ is loose. But I'm like everything you said, Wally, as well. You know, OJ, really.
I'm sorry, but I said this much to go ahead and end the tie, because you said he did that because Kanan should die. That's what I think about
Kanan. All I'm gonna say is I think Kanan, people keep looking at Kanan the wrong way. I think he's actually a hero on the show. Let's just know that's a whole different argument.
Okay. he's gonna bring up Ghost 2. I get it. He's showing him how to do the ropes. Okay, but no, Kanan gotta go. But I do think that but through all the circumstantial evidence that I've seen, even those TV shows that I thought was a comedy, especially one on FX, I really laughed at that thing week after week after week. It was hilarious how they portrayed that whole thing, in my opinion. And I don't think it meant to. I do think it was meant to be a comedy, but no one caught that but the writers and me. But I do think he was framed. I do. I don't think OJ did. I just the other day, I don't think he did.
He did that.
347-637-3899. Wow, you came in late, and
a lot of gloves
it's all
small.
Over everywhere. The Kyrie Irving wants out of Cleveland. Now there's no one that can beat the Golden State Warriors or even have a chance. Does he leave Cleveland? Does LeBron leave Cleveland? What is going on with the city of? You know, they called them the city of champions. I wondered why they only won one championship in 75 years. How did the city of champions?
They call the city of champions
our best.
For real?
Yeah.
They call the city of champions?
That's what they call it. Yeah. Strange to me, too. How you feel about Kyrie Irving wanting out?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, he got his championship. So, I mean, now he can be deemed a champion. But, you know, I guess he forgot what it was without LeBron. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't winning. Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm trying to understand, like Kyrie Irving, this is the argument I've told so many people. He is so talented. He is so gifted. But at the same time, in his level by himself as a star, he's shown to be a lottery type of player. Like, his team gets you his team's a lottery bound. That's what he is. So,
amen.
You get reports that he wants to be the star. That's why he wants to leave Cleveland. He wants to be the guy. But you've shown that when this team isn't built around you to be the guy, you can be guard. You can have gaudy stats. You can show that you can score, but you're not winning games. So you're going to be in the same situation. So I guess to me, my question to Kyrie Irving is, do you care about winning or do you just care about being the star?
Did it just put a wrinkle in the crown of the king, who everybody said
he
wants
to
play with LeBron?
He going to L.A. He ain't worried about that. He going to L.A. He ain't got time for that. He's
going to San Antonio
so
to play with John with Popovich. He is not playing in L.A.
The wife already said, I mean, they're moving to L.A. They want to live there all, 24/7. He's coming to L.A. LeBron coming to L.A.
He's going to go to Philly because he can dominate the East in Philly and go to more.
He could go to Philly, though. Look, real talk, he is cool with Ben Simmons, though. That's a place I wouldn't
doubt. They train together.
Him and Ben Simmons are tight. They are tight. And that's he calls Ben Simmons his little brother. So, yeah, that's a nice little spot, too. If he's not coming to L.A., though. But I expect him to come to L.A.
Well, I mean, since y'all both threw y'all teams in there, I'm going to throw mine in there, too. He's going to the Bulls.
Chicago.
And say he's
that's comical.
You can forget that.
That's comical. You couldn't even believe it. You couldn't even believe it.
Like, how could I believe that?
In your voice.
You could tell. I almost didn't get it out. It was such horse crap. Like, no one wants to play in Chicago unless you get drafted there, okay? Our one hope got injured. The only one who wanted to play in Chicago was Derrick Rose, a Chicago kid. And dang it,
look,
he had bad kneecaps.
But this is, I will say this, though. I will say this, though. It does bring an interesting point. You just mentioned Derrick Rose. You know, Derrick Rose is rumored to go to Cleveland or, sign like a one-year deal. Now, if Kyrie doesn't want to be there for real, like if he doesn't want to be there, which I'm Cleveland, he's under contract for like 3 years. I'm keeping him anyway. But anyway, if he doesn't want to be there, I trade him. Like, if you want Melo so bad for LeBron, why not? Trade New York. Then sign Derrick Rose. You get a cheaper point guard. And then go with that. I'm not saying it's beating Golden State, but you still be okay to get to the finals.
Kyrie Irving
the chipmunk that he is, the 8 games that he played at Duke, better recognize that he needs the king. Jay Chris, before
he needs king.
Does he need the king? Or does the king
I don't think
need
he needs
Kyrie Irving?
I don't think he needs the. I don't think he needs the king. I think that, you know, let's put it. Well, what Wally said is true, to a point, right? It's true that, you know, when he was, when before LeBron came, his team were lottery teams and blah blah blah, right? He was young Kyrie at the time, very young. I mean, he was fresh, basically fresh out of high school. Basically, I mean, like you said, he played 8 games with Duke, basically fresh out of high school, still learning how to play in the NBA. I think he probably, I would hope he learned a lot from LeBron, from playing with LeBron, to learning about winning and learning about leading a team. So at this point, I don't know if we can really say what he is as with it, with being a leader of a team. I don't know if we can say that now.
Good point.
We know what he was before, but I don't know if we can say that now.
My cousin
with the right pieces
said,
around him, I think
be
he can
quiet,
be right.
Urban sports scene, Kyrie Irving's a superstar.
Who said that?
Well, we know
he's a superstar.
He's
a superstar?
I think he's a superstar.
He's more of a superstar than Paul George.
But Paul George can take his team to the postseason. Like, I don't – like, he can take his team to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, by himself.
Was he taking his team?
Hold on. We've seen that, though.
Well,
we've seen him do that.
We saw that in all fairness, even
before
this point. We saw that not in his early years. In his early years, he wasn't even starting.
But this – with Paul George?
Kyrie Irving, Paul George didn't start.
He was always starting.
Paul George,
starting.
No, he did not. The first 40-something games that season, he came off the bench. Paul George did not start his first couple of games,
I'm
like 25, 30
Eastern,
games in Indianapolis.
The year they went to, the year they went to Eastern Conference Finals, he was starting. The year he went to Eastern Conference Finals, he was starting.
That
was
not his rookie year or his second year. Hear my point, because you got your whole thing going to L.A. with LeBron. Hold on.
I'm listening.
Flag on the play. Kyrie Irving, when they were lottery teams, were in his first 3 seasons. Jay Christian gave the example of him evolving. From what we saw at this stage, at this stage of both their careers, I just see him more of a superstar, being what I saw in the finals and in the playoffs. And then I've seen him hit what matters in sports. I've seen Kyrie Irving be clutch where Paul George has never been clutch thus far in his career.
Okay.
Not saying I don't think he can be. He has not been. Baby LeBron, John Wall, until this past clutch. Kyrie has been clutch. Even when they were losing. Even when they were losing, he was clutch for his team.
Well, Kyrie got clutch gene. I'm not knocking that. You can have a clutch gene and not be a super, Robert Horry had a clutch gene. He wasn't a superstar. Like, you can still have a clutch gene.
Robert Horry.
No, you talking about clutch? You said clutch gene. I'm talking about clutch gene. That's a clutch gene.
You said clutch gene.
I'm talking about clutch.
Okay.
I said clutch gene. I know that. Yeah, clutch gene. That's because your argument's a clutch gene. That's what I'm saying, the clutch gene. All right. As talented as Kyrie Irving is, like, and he's super talented. At the time when we're talking those 3 years, the East was horrible. Like, it's worse than it was. It was worse back then than it is now. Like, back then you had teams under 500, terribly under 500, making it to the postseason as an 8 seed. So as talented as Kyrie Irving is,
who was
a bad
he playing?
Team, Paul George was a 2 seed getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, regardless of whatever. I'm just telling you, to get to the postseason.
It does matter.
This is the thing. To get to the postseason. John Wall helped got his team to the postseason before even people deemed him as a superstar. That's all I'm saying.
You see it your way, and King Vaughn says Kyrie Irving without LeBron James is like Kelly Rowland without Beyonce. That's just hitting below the belt.
But I will say this, though. I do agree with Jay Chris, though, playing with LeBron, he's learned a lot, so he could probably be a superstar. You don't know. Like, you don't know. That I will agree. You don't know, because playing with LeBron, he's been educated in terms of winning and being a leader. So we'll see from there.
let's not forget that. Let's not forget Mario Chalmers played exceptionally well with LeBron James. Let's not forget. Where's Mario now?
So are you comparing Kyrie Irving?
No, I'm not comparing. No. What I'm saying is, all I'm saying is LeBron makes people great, right? LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron is like who do we like Mike Jordan made people money on Chicago. He made Randy Brown money. Randy Brown was a bum. Bison DeLay made him money. He was a bum. All right. LeBron makes people money. He gets people contracts that may not even deserve the contracts they get. Kyrie is one of those guys that probably will deserve the contract that he gets. But we just don't know yet. We just haven't been able to see it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I think Kyrie can carry a team. I think he has a newfound knowledge of the game and how to conduct, you know, leading a team. And I think it'll
LeBron
be cool to see. But
how to play baseball,
I think he
basketball.
If I'm Cleveland, I'm shopping LeBron way more than I'm shopping Kyrie. Cause you can have Kyrie for a while.
I agree. I think that you shop LeBron if I'm Cleveland because LeBron, you don't know LeBron's going to stay. Like you know,
but he has a no trade clause.
Y'all
keep forgetting that. But he has
Man,
a no trade clause.
I
doesn't mean he can't get traded.
Release that joint. I'll ask him, hey, can you let that thing go? If you want to go to L.A., so, or you want to go to any, whoever you want to go bad.
There you go.
Hey,
you trade. There you go, L.A. so bad.
I said whatever. I did say L.A. had to play it off if I went back. I went back and played it off.
Okay.
I was like, whatever.
Listen,
I had to say whatever.
Every available woman in the DMV and around the world, if LeBron James goes to the Los Angeles Lakers next year, you better watch out because you might actually have the seed by one Wally Wow. She's going to be that happy, lady. Get them neutered right now. 4-7-6-7-3-8-5-9 in the call. And last thing to talk about today, staying in the lane of the NBA. Do you guys, how do you like the courtship, if you will, of Portland? I like to think that there's no way in hell that Carmelo Anthony goes to the Portland Trail Blazers. But Damian Lillard and company is so trying to get them there, Wally.
I kind of like the idea of him going there. I kind of like Damian Lillard. Like, I think he needs it. Like, Damian Lillard, he's a really good basketball player. I think he's actually, to me, I think he's just, like, okay, we talk about Kyrie. Like, Damian Lillard, to me, is a superstar. Like, because he's dealing with less out there. If you give him, like, Carmelo, and you already got CJ McCollum, you know, who's an undersized two anyway. But you got CJ McCollum and Dame and Melo. I'm not saying you can beat Golden State because I think that's foolish. I think that's foolish. But I do think you can be a 4-5 seed with that amount of scoring. You could definitely be a 4-5 seed. But I don't know what Melo wants to do, though. So
I like it. I wouldn't mind seeing Melo in a Portland jersey. Well, I mean, why not? They got to give it a shot, right? They got to try.
Yeah.
They got to try to get somebody out there to help Damian Lillard. What's his name? Left LaMarcus Aldridge left, and they really need some because I think Portland is a team that has pieces to compete, especially with Lillard out there. But the role players they have great pieces. They just need that other. They need that. I don't want to say Pippen. I don't know if Carmelo is the Pippen. But they need that second star.
Nah, you gone too far now. There ain't no Pippen.
I don't think CJ McCollum is that second star.
He a bucket getter, man. He's a by any means necessary bucket getter. Like that's what Melo.
Right.
Melo is a versatile scorer. Like the difference between like CJ McCollum is a scorer. Like he's good. Don't get me wrong. He's really good. He's an all color isn't Melo because Melo can score easy. Like even Dame Lillard is how as good
yeah,
as he
Melo
is. Scoring, he can't score
Melo
easy at
scoring is effortless.
Yeah, it's effortless. Like I can go if Melo can, if you need a bucket in the post, you can go to Melo in the post. The mid range jump shot, everybody know it. Everybody knows jab series. It's just that Melo scores easy. Even at his age now, he can still score easy. So like it would be good for Portland because if it's 2 minutes left in the game, instead of having Dame Lillard pull a 25-foot 3-point shot or 27 or whatever, he has range like that. You say, hey, I'm going to Melo, try to get this easy deuce, and we're good to go. So It would be a good acquisition, but I don't know. It depends where Melo's at. If Melo wants to win a championship, then Portland ain't the choice.
Should the NBA reseed and break up the Eastern and Western Conference? Because I think they need to do that.
Hell
right
no.
I'm with you, Jay Chris. Nah.
We can't make that move for a time period. You know what I mean? This is just all a right. time period where the West is really dominant. Although we can't make a permanent type move.
Don't get hate me now.
We're not to make a permanent type move because the West has dominant teams. Can't do that. You just can't do that. Plus, you can't have let's say that the Golden State Warriors have the best record in the league next year, and let's say the Sixers have the 16th best record in the league. That means you got a first round series with the Sixers and Golden State Warriors. They got to fly cross country for the first round. That's crazy. That's too much. I mean, I'd like to see it, but
all right.
It's too damn
well, with that being said, guys, our time is up. Listen, it's been a pleasure. We'll be back Monday. Stolen Sports. A lot of talk about going on WWE. There's Battleground this weekend. Look for the pre-show right here on the BDSR Networks, brought to you by Fox Sports Network. That and much more. Micah will be there. Huggle will be there. And most importantly, you will be there. Jay Chris, you gotta take your girl to go see Girls Night Out, or she got girlfriends to go with?
We probably going to.
Is that a
date movie? I don't know. She said she wanted to see it.
See, what
so,
you do is you let her go see that, while you go see Spider Man. So she's in this third week, and someone she's thinking about now. That's what you should do.
Hey,
same time.
That's an idea. That's
you go
thought.
Left, you go right. See, that's why
I don't mind. I don't. I wouldn't mind seeing that movie though, because I like Tiffany.
I actually want to see it.
Yeah, I like
her too.
Wally,
like
you leave
her
alone. Wally, you always trying to
get
y'all
her.
Both.
I'm
listen,
now.
You're
I'm
both back off because I've been a fan since before Keanu. Okay.
I've been a fan before Keanu too. I was a fan before that too.
Listen, you know what? Y'all can love her. I would just keep my.
I
would just
like I'm late. I don't care. I can admit I'm late. I'm still in love with her though.
I just stay with Jada.
You guys stick to the models.
I stay with Jada Pinkett
to the models.
This is how I am. I'm tight cast now. Now I'm tight cast. I'm tight cast. Whatever. I like them. You know, sit down and go pee. That's what I care about. 347. We out of here, y'all. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, "I love me for me." And don't love God, y'all. That's crazy. We see y'all on Monday. We're on a 72-hour break. Thank you.
Saturday sale with 50 to 75% savings store-wide. Plus, use your savings pass and take $10 off a $25 purchase from store opening till 3 p.m. today.
Find sizzling specials every day. Shorts, capris, and sandals for her, $19.99. 14-karat gold chains, 65% off. And men's tees, buy one, get one free. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Savings pass excludes specials.